that's the one thing I like to do on the farm is pick cotton. But I had done some of that for people that lived close, you know, down at Social Circle. That was the cotton belt. And I had done some of that down there, and I really enjoy picking cotton. Well, we lived with him all that summer. And then Joe got a job at a filling station down here in town. And we moved in a little house that wasn't a very good house over in back of my mother and daddy, and they lived out in Union Hill community. You know where that's at? This side of Birmingham. You know where Birmingham's a little place called Birmingham up front on the road?
Close to here?
Yeah. It's not Birmingham, Alabama, nothing like that. It's just Birmingham. But we've got a house back just in the back of them over there. And we lived there, I don't know, I guess about 4 or 5 months. And then we got a house back down here in what they call North Canton Village. It was a mill village then, of course, it's, the city's took over now. But pretty soon after that, I went and applied for my job in the mill. George went to work in the mill. I never will forget what Mr. Price was the superintendent of the mill then. And I had asked him about a job before we left when Gary was 9 months old. And so when I went back and put in my application, he said, "What are you going to do with that 9-month-old baby?" I said, "Well, that 9-month-old baby now is 24 months old." And then's when I went to work. Now I'm going to let you ask me some questions now, whatever you like to.
Can you tell me about the house that you lived in when you were little? Oh,
yeah. I can tell you about two of them that I remember clearly. We lived in one that, three of them. The first one we lived in, they called it the Daddy Mill. It was a country house. And all of us except two was at home then. My oldest two brothers was married, but both of them lived close. They lived in hollering distance. And that's where we lived when my sister passed away that was 18 years old. And very little I can remember about her, but we lived, and that's where my brother was born that I was telling you about being afflicted with epilepsy. And we lived there when my oldest brother's wife died. And when he come back to live with us, we lived there. Well, we moved from there to what they call the Daddy Mill. It's in the same vicinity. Well, there was a corn mill there. But we didn't move to that house. We moved in one up on the hill from it. And I can remember, I thought anybody that lived in a house with upstairs was rich. And I can remember, now there was a family of Cagles lived there, and he run the mill. Of course, he was just a rent, and he didn't own it. And I can remember how good it tickled me to get to go down there and get newspapers for my mother, because I got to go up them stairs up in there to get them, go with a girl to get them. And my brother, next to the oldest, and lived, it was just across the road, and it was a trail out to his house. And there's where we had to bring water from to use at home. You know, there wasn't no such thing as running water, nothing like that. And there wasn't no spring no closer than that to our house. And my two sisters, the one that lives over there, and the one, she's not next to me, but she's the next youngest one, would carry a they had bought new wash tubs, and they would carry one out there and fill it up with water and bring it back to do through the night.